Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed perspiration was sweeter than musk and amber. Sayyidina Umm Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited her and he took his afternoon rest at her home. While sleeping, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began perspiring. She narrates that she took a small bottle and began collecting the blessed perspiration. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awoke suddenly and asked what she was doing. She informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that she was collecting his blessed perspiration, as there is no fragrance sweeter than it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approved of her action. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the beads of perspiration upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed forehead used to shine like pearls. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu's bequest. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu requested the people who would apply perfume to his body after his demise to also apply some of the blessed perspiration of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which his mother Sayyidina Ummi Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha had collected. Odorless access matter. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to relieve himself, there was no trace of anything. Sensing her surprise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, "Don't you know that the earth swallows the excreta of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa sallam?" Based on the above, many Shafi'i scholars have regarded the waste matter of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as pure, as it used to emit a good fragrance instead of a repugnant odor. Anything that emitted from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's body was pure, be it blood, saliva, excreta, or anything else. Fragrance emitting after the demise. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a fragrance unlike one that was ever smelled before emerged from that portion of the house where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given ghusl. Mulla Ali Qari rahimahullah ta'ala has written that this fragrance spread throughout the city of Medina Munawwara, which forced the following words from the lips of Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The words are, "You were fragrant whilst alive and even after death," sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Fragrant hands after shaking hands with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Qadi Iyaz rahimahullah ta'ala has written that whenever somebody shook hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his hand would become fragrant. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that no matter how many times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shook people's hands, in a single day, his blessed hand will still be fragrant as ever. Sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pass his hand over the head of a child, and the child would be distinguished amongst his friends due to the fragrance. Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.